All those social selfies and snapshots got a head start a while back. It's Art Talk on KCRW. We live in a world of instant gratification and constant documentation. You take pictures for Instagram or Snapchat of your friends, your drink, your dinner, you. Smartphones certainly play a major part in that, but in the art world, it is nothing new. The pictures generation is now an established term for a group of artists using photographs as the basis for their work back in the early 1980s. And Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check out a new show by one of the movement's key early figures, and she's here now with Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, so tell us, this woman's name is Sarah Charlesworth, and as I understand it, her work is on display at LACMA.
That's right. She was part of this group of artists who used photography but didn't consider themselves to be photographers. They were interested in the role of media, and significantly, I think, they were the first generation to grow up with television. And that seems like a small thing today, but think about it. You know, pictures for them, images for them were what you could make art out of as opposed to, quote, the other world.
So what was it about their approach? Was it an homage to the history of photography or art, or what was it just in the moment? What were they doing?
In fact, it was like a departure from the idea of photography as this precious and kind of perfectly made medium. I mean, they weren't trying to get a perfect print or something. They were really taking from what existed in the environment. And in this particular show, you'll see how Charlesworth's early work really comes out of a conceptual art background, the idea that art could be reduced to photographs and text and information. And in fact, one particularly relevant series is called The Arc of Total Eclipse, February 26th, 1979.
Very relevant today, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. That was the last total solar eclipse that could be seen in the contiguous United States. But what she did was she photographed the photograph of the eclipse that was published in all the newspapers along the path of the eclipse in the Pacific Northwest and up into Canada, but took out the actual text around them. So you would just see how it was represented as it traveled across time. And her work in black and white continued this way right up until the early 80s, when, like Dorothy walking into the Emerald City, she begins working in color.
In color. It's fascinating to me, Hunter, because, well, I can imagine even though she's taking pictures of pictures, right, there are still some unknowns, because today we take a picture and it's on our screens. But back in the 1980s, the early 80s, you took a picture and you had to get that stuff developed.
Well, they did that, but they were really photographing a photograph. So there wasn't that much guesswork. But in fact, the collage aspect of her work is always very interesting. She would painstakingly cut out the image of, let's say, a golden bowl and a pink lotus, a very beautiful piece, and then re-photograph them, mount them, in this case, on a monochrome background of emerald green, which was then laminated, and then that was held in a lacquered frame. So it became very precious and object-like and took it a little bit into another realm. So it was no longer a mediated photograph. It was no longer her own photograph. It has an object-like quality. Now you see enlarged photographs presented on the scale of large painting all the time. But she was an early practitioner of this.
She died rather suddenly of a brain aneurysm a few years ago. But her work started to change toward the end of her life. What happened?
Yes, the last series, she was no longer appropriating, no longer doing that kind of work. In one particularly beautiful piece, it's on a silver bowl with a blue and white background, so the actual reflection of the blue and white on the water is perfectly symmetrical. It's quite sort of elevating and almost sublime in its feeling, and it almost seems prophetic since she died so suddenly of this brain aneurysm shortly thereafter.
Mm. All right. The show is Sarah Charlesworth. Double World continues through February 4th of next year over at LACMA. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you.